Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here and heart and hope. That's Arkansas. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
Well, it will be Dawson Tabor jumping center for Mountain Home. And for Van Buren, it will be Brandon Miller trying to win the tip. Official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Pointers. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Dayan across the timeline, throws over to Estrada on the right. Now ball goes up top to Miller. Over on the left side to Dayan. Now up top to Salisbury. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Ellison. And Mountain Home will have their first possession of the night. By the way, good to see Reed Ellison back in the lineup. He's been out for the last few games with COVID-19. We'll see how long he can go tonight. Again, this is his first game back. He has on the right side. Tries to throw it down to Tabor on the low block. Ball is knocked away. Last touch by Estrada as it goes out of bounds. And it will be Van Buren's basketball, Mountain Home basketball, that is, with 7:29 left in the first quarter. Ellison will inbound it to Proctor. He had dribbles on the right side. Now up top to Gilbert. Over to Ellison on the left. Now Van Buren in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Tabor. Over to McGee. Now Gilbert has it on the right side. Almost lost the handle of it, but he's able to get it back as he drills toward the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Finds Tabor on the low block. Tries to throw it to McGee. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Estrada. He's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. He put the ball behind his back and then went in for the running jumper. Good. Jose Estrada puts Van Buren on the board first. As we are just over a minute into this contest, 2-0 our score. Ball is up top with Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the right elbow, finds McGee in the corner. He puts up the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Miller. Back come the Pointers. Ball goes with Day in the right corner. Now throws out to Estrada on the wing. Now up top to Miller. Now Salisbury has it between the circles. Gives it to Miller at the left elbow. Now Tomlin, a man-to-man defense up top to Salisbury. Now finds Myers in the right corner. His jumper will not go. Gets his own rebound. And gives it to Salisbury, who cuts into the lane. Finds Miller on the low block for the layup. Good. Brandon Miller with his first 2 points of the night. 4-0, Van Buren up with 6:08 left in the first quarter. Gilbert on the throws it on the left side to Proctor. Proctor takes a screen from Ellison, drills the elbow, kicks it to Ellison down on a low block. He looks like he goes up for the jumper, bounces around and falls in, and Matt Helms on the board. Off the jumper on the low block by Reed Ellison. 4-2, Van Buren up with 5:47 left in this opening quarter. Day into the front court, gives it to Myers on the right elbow, over to Day on the left wing. Day's going to drill down into the paint, finds Myers. His layup will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline, dribbling on the right side. Throws up top to Ellison. Over to McGee on the left. McGee takes the screen, gives up top to Tabor. Tabor will drill toward the right side, gives it there to Proctor. Proctor's going to drill down to the corner. Now gives it back to Tabor, back to Proctor, up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes screen, drills to the elbow. He's going to put up the jumper. In and out, no good, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:03 left to play in the first quarter. That foul is on Jose Estrada, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Pointers. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line to try to tie this game up with a pair of free throws. First shot is up. Good. So one more free throw for Gilbert to shoot to try to give us our first tie of the night. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night. We're knotted up at 4-4 with about 5 minutes left in this first quarter. Day will walk the ball into the front court for the Pointers. Throws over on the left side to Salisbury, up top to Estrada. Over to Day on the right. Day takes screen, dribbles up to the top. Now gives it over to Salisbury on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and it gets it. Mabry Salisbury with his first 3 points of the night. 7-4, Van Buren back on top. 4:36 left in the first quarter. Here is Proctor with it on the left wing. Drills toward the top, gives it there to Tabor. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to drill down toward the low block, going in for, trying to go in for the layup, but the ball was knocked away and stolen by Van Buren. Here is Salisbury with it on the left side. He gives it near the top today. Now Salisbury has it between the circles. Salisbury's going to drill down to the lane. Now gives it to Myers on the low block for the layup. Good. Connor Myers with his first 2 points of the night. 9-4, Van Buren up with 4:06 left in this first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to McGee on the right side. Gives it back there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Salisbury. Back on the pointers. Ball goes to Day, who's quickly going into the lane. An offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to call an illegal screen on Connor Myers. Connor Myers picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Van Buren, and that's their first turnover of the night. Comes with 3:49 left in the first quarter. The Bombers get the ball back, trailing 9-4. Gilbert across the half-court stripe, throws over to Proctor near the right side. Now Ellison has it there on the wing, up top to Tabor. Back over to Ellison, back to Tabor. He'll give it to Gilbert there up the top. Over to McGee on the left. Finds Proctor cutting towards the lane. Now kicks out to Ellison. Ellison's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Salisbury. Back quickly come the pointers. Salisbury into the front court. Gives it to Strada on the right wing. Now near the top it goes to Miller. Miller will try to throw it to Myers. He mishandles the pass. And Mountsholm comes up with the steal. McGee quickly back the other way. Throws to Gilbert. Back to McGee on the low block. And he's going to pull up for the jumper. It bounces around. Does not go. And the rebound's controlled by Salisbury. Van Buren's fifth rebound of the night comes with 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter as they lead 9-4. Salisbury into the front court. Gives it to Myers on the right side. Now he's going to drill to the left elbow. Pull up for the fadeaway. Bounces around. Does not go. And ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say off the knee of Reed Ellison. And Van Buren will keep possession as it goes out of bounds with 2:43 left to play in the first quarter. It is a five-pointer advantage as Salisbury inbounds it to Myers, who immediately puts up the three in the right corner. Will not go. Myers is able to chase down his own rebound, and Van Buren will set back up. A little over 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Myers with it. He throws over to Day on the left side. Day almost had the ball knocked away, but he'll give it to Estrada. Now back to Salisbury. Over to Day on the right. Up top to Estrada. Over to Salisbury on the left. Salisbury dribbles up to the top. Now he's about to be met by a double team. Loses his footing, but he's able to throw it to Miller, and they're able to keep possession of it. Van Buren got fortunate there. Here's Day with it. Gives it to Miller at the left elbow. Over to Day on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Salisbury gets offensive rebound once again for Van Buren. Here is Estrada at the left elbow. Pulls up for the fadeaway. No good. And this time Mountsholm comes up with the rebound. Luke Proctor will walk the ball into the front court with 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. It is a 9-4 Van Buren advantage. Proctor drills to the left corner. Kicks out to Ellison. He's going to drill toward the paint. Now kicks out to Proctor in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. And Estrada comes up with the rebound. 1:25 left to play in the first quarter. As Salisbury walks it across the timeline. Again, 9-4, Van Buren up. Ball goes over to Day on the left side. Down to Salisbury. He's going into the low block for the layup. Good. Avery Salisbury with 5 points. And, boy, Josh Fulcher is not happy right now. He wants a timeout. So we'll break with 1:11 left to play in the first quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 11-4. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
Mountain Home calling the first timeout of the night with 1:11 left to play in the first quarter. As right now they trail Van Buren 11-4. Tell you what, it's a loud atmosphere tonight here at Claire Bates Athletic Arena. even with the limited seating. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles toward the right side. Up top to McGee. McGee will give it, will pick up his dribble, give it to Proctor. We take inside a minute. Back over to McGee on the left. Find Sabre at the top. Over to Ellison on the right. Down to Proctor in the corner. Proctor trying to figure out where to go with it. Picks up his dribble. Now he needs some help. Gives it to Gilbert on the wing. Down to 40 seconds. Up top to McGee. Over to Ellison on the left side. Up top to Tabor. Back over to Ellison. Ellison's going to drill to the lane. Now tries to throw it back out to Gilbert. Pass goes wide of him. Is Gilbert able to save it in? He is. He is able to save it from going into the backcourt. Gives it to McGee. And Mount Tom avoids a turnover. 25 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. Now up top to Proctor. Now Gilbert has it. Down to 15 seconds. Gilbert gives it to Tabor at the right elbow. Back to Gilbert at the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Proctor tips it back up and in. Luke Proctor with his first 2 points of the night. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end as Mount Tom cuts the margin back down to 5 before the end of the period. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Van Buren leading Mount Tom 11-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play.